It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Kennedy, will you please open the prayer line of a prayer? Is the prayer line up? Hello?
Yes, Pastor Smith.
Okay, would you, who is this, Sister Cindy?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you open the prayer line up with prayer? Because I don't hear Pastor Kennedy.
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now. Father, we ask that you would take everything out of our minds except what we need to hear from your faithful servant this evening. Lord, I ask that you would help us to focus, put all the tiring, dreary day that we've had at work away. And Lord, we ask that you would minister to our hearts this evening as the word goes forth. We thank and praise you for this time that we have in fellowship. In Jesus' name we say amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Good evening. I hope everyone can hear me loud and clear.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number you're on this evening, and that's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. The address for that location is 2800 West Rumble, that's R-U-M-B-L-E Road, that's in the city of Modesto, California, inside the multipurpose room. Our next in-person service will be this upcoming Sunday, July 14th, and then July 28th, both at 1:30 p.m. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God and what he's done for you. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. We don't have a testimony tonight. If there
Sister Tamara.
Okay.
Sister Tamara, I just want to give another praise report about just God's healing after my surgery on the 28th of June. I'm on my second week of recovering, and I just want to thank God for him being a healer. You know, man is just practicing medicine, as our pastor reminds us, but God is the true healer. So I just thank the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. Holy Spirit, we need your breath to breathe upon this Word to bring life to the hearers. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God open up our minds tonight to receive. Father, this is an hour of deliverance as never before, a time of breakthrough for your people. And Father, we thank you for the breakthrough that come through the Word of God. Father, we thank you that your anointing is upon this line, that the spirit of disturbance is stopped by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you tonight, Father, that the blood of Jesus cover this line and your people. And we give you praise for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Amos, the third chapter, the third verse, Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20, and Philippians 2 and 2. Again, Amos 3 and 3, Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20, Philippians 2 and 2. You get those three books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This
Amen.
Word is a word of encouragement tonight, for there are so many that need breakthroughs in this hour as never before. And many times there are so many hindrances that you are clueless of. And this is a night for God to expose the enemy. And the enemy is a hindering spirit that interferes with our breakthrough. And there's power in agreement. And that means when we're together in prayer and we have the same mind, we are in a place of consistency, not wavering, have a like mind, the same opinion. We're in harmony, in a spirit of harmony, and united. You're going to get a breakthrough. But there's a spirit in this hour as never before, a spirit of deception, a spirit that pretends to be in agreement with you. And it interferes with our breakthroughs. And it takes the spirit of revelation from the Holy Ghost to reveal when that spirit is there. Because God will that we have breakthroughs in this hour. But the enemy go about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. He hates breakthroughs. He interferes with your blessing. And the Spirit of God have to give revelation when there's interference. And this is a word. A word is a key that opens and unlocks. It's a source of entrance tonight to give you access to receive deliverance. We're going to begin with Amos 3 and 3, please.
Can two walk together except they be agreed?
This word is saying, how can you walk together unless you are in what? Agreement. That means I'm beside you. I have enjoined with you. I'm band together with you. It means that I agree. I'm in cooperation. I'm unshaken. It means I'm balanced. I'm in agreement. It means that I don't change. I agree with you. And this is what the word is saying. You cannot walk together. You're not going to see breakthrough unless there is agreement. You have to be in with the same accord, saints of God. You have to have the same vision, saints of God. You must have the same desire, saints of God. We must be like-minded. Based on the word of God, what we're believing, we're seeing the same way. Our desires are the same. We're holding fast to the vision. And the process of the word causes it to manifest. That's what brings breakthrough. But anytime you are in agreement with a spirit, I'm talking about spirits tonight, spirit that interferes, it stops your breakthrough. That spirit boycotts your breakthrough. It disallows your breakthrough. It shut out your breakthroughs. is a thief. It steals your breakthrough. He wants us to have the abundance, the John 10:10. Our life must be in a place of abundancy. And so many people are going through a place in this time in their lives where their health is failing, where their needs are not being met, where doors are not being opened, working 2 and 3 jobs just to pay rent. All kinds of powers of darkness is interfering, family falling apart, no connection in family matters, things on a hold. But this is a word tonight. If you just can receive it by the word, that God will that you have breakthroughs tonight. But if you are walking with unstable people, people that's not consistent, they're following all kinds of vision. They're so unstable. They here, there, and they everywhere. That's a spirit of instability, saints of God. That's a spirit that's not rooted. That's a spirit that's not in a rest. That's a spirit that's irregular. And when you want a breakthrough, it's time for breakthrough, saints of God. It's time for a manifestation, for things to come into to you, for you to see results, for you to handle the results, for you to see conclusion, for a process to be over with, for a place of development. But any time you are in agreement with a wavering spirit, with a spirit that's following everything, you're not going to receive a breakthrough. This is the word of God. It's nothing man-made or set up. It's the word of God, and it will not pass away. Matthew 18:19-20, please.
Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them.
He said, when you are together on the earth in prayer, and whatever you come together and prohibit, mean you bind. You're together now. You're in agreement. The Holy Spirit is with you. It's going to be prohibited in heaven. What you permit and what you loose on earth will be permitted in heaven. When there's two or three gathered on earth in agreement, we're talking about agreement tonight, in unity, with the same vision, with the same mind, trusting God, like-minded, based on the word of God. He says in his word, anything you pray according to his will is his word, your prayer will be done. It will be answered by your Father in heaven because you're calling on the name of Jesus. You are in unity with his name. You are in unity with his word. You are not scattered. You are not unwavering. You're not in a wavering state. You're in a constant belief. You're not inconsistent. You're not unsteady. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Faith is not by looking at something. Faith, you cannot see, you but believe. And when you believe, you begin to thank God and you begin to trust God. And what that faith does is cause that thing to come into a process of development. But when you are in a place where you think that someone is in agreement with you when they're totally not in agreement with you, it's a spirit of deception. They're waiting to see you shipwreck. They're not in the same accord with you, but they're pretending. And you wonder, why isn't things working for me? Why isn't there is no development? Why is everything is in a place where there's opposition? Why is everything is in a place where everything is shut down on me? God is wanting you to know tonight. I'm telling you, this is a key tonight. And it have to be revelation from God. when God reveals to you the matters of your life, the thing that he's concerned about, he desires that no one be deceived, saints of God. He don't want you all hooked up with something that's not in agreement for you, with you, and you're waiting for the Spirit of God to bring results in your life. But God cannot work where there's disagreement. God is not in disagreement. God will not come forth where there's disagreement. The acts of God will not manifest where there's disagreement. There will be no manifestation where there's disagreement. I'm telling you something, that this is the Word of God, and it will not change, and I agree with the Word of God. And so many times we go through that. If you say you don't, you're telling a lie. The Holy Ghost has to reveal to you. Many times this goes on for length of years, and you're wondering what is going on. And then you begin to consult God. Then you begin to pray to God. And then the Lord God will come in and give you revelation. And when you get a revelation from God, you begin to say, I agree with you, Father Jesus. Spirit of God begin to turn things around, and things begin to shake. Things begin to fall in order, and things begin to come into a place where there's no hole in your life. And he began to eliminate some things out of your life. He began to eliminate some people out of your life. He began to go forth in a radical spirit and begin to overrule those things that's overriding you. God want to overrule some things that's overriding you. He began to go into a place and stop that thief for you, because you are in agreement with his will for your life. He'll come against everything that's dividing. The spirit of disagreement is a spirit of division, saints of God. It's a spirit that's at odds with the things of God. For the kingdom of God will live within you. It's at odds with you. And so many people walk in that deception, and their eyes are covered up. But tonight God wants the binders to come off of your eyes tonight. He wants you to be set free tonight. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And when we are in a place where we are in a group, allowing that spirit of disagreement to divide, to eliminate, to disallow those things that God will for your life, that's a hold up, saints of God. That's interference. That's a hinder. That's a spirit that was sent out by the devil to oppose you. And this is the night that the Spirit of God will intercede against the opposer, against that spirit that's intermeddling in your affairs of God, that's preventing the things that God desires for you to come to pass. Philippians 2 and 2, please.
And it says, fulfill ye my joy, and ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
This is so powerful. Talking about unity of mind and heart. Having the same thoughts, same love, and being of what? One mind. Talking about a single mind. One mind. Not unbalanced, but a soundness and a sober mind about the things of God that they're agreeing with you in. Being certain. Not in constant change, not in a spirit of being inconsistent, having the same mind so you can receive from God. I mean, I'm steady, I'm constant, I'm not irregular. I don't care what it looks like to people, I'm in oneness with you. Because we're going to see the Spirit of God frustrate the plans of Satan, because we are in unity. That's what God does. He frustrates the plans of Satan. That means that spirit that's sent out against you, that's interfering It's a spirit of interference over many people's lives, and they are clueless. Talking about clueless, clueless. If you don't seek the Lord, if you don't get on your face and pray to God, you are clueless. But that's what happens when you are waiting on God and you constantly seeing interference. You're going to seek God if you're sound in mind. You're going to begin to cry out to God, and God going to bring revelation. He going to reveal to you. Then you're going to get in unity with the Holy Ghost and with the Word of God, and you're going to see things develop. You're going to see signs and wonders. You're going to see results following the Word of God. You're going to see the seed of the Word unlocked for you. You're going to see the source of the Word give you entrance. You're going to see access by the Word of God. You're going to see things that's been shut out, doors being opened. You're going to see things that have overruled, that the Spirit of God override. This is a word of deliverance. And so many times we take things so casual. I was at an event a couple of weeks ago, invited, and these individuals holding these casual conversation, but it wasn't casual. It was revelation for ears to hear, for the Holy Ghost to reveal. So this individual was talking about some things that they had, this person said they were in agreement with them about. And this person came out with laughter and said, "My husband and I was talking about this thing that you've been talking about, and we got a countdown on that project. We give it 2 weeks for it to last." And they laughed and smirked. I said, "The devil's a lie." I pulled that person aside. I said, "Are you going to stay in agreement with that?" I said, "God gave revelation. They have never been in agreement with you. They have sabotaged your life. They have sabotaged your blessings. And God made them speak it, what their heart believes, what their thoughts are. They don't want to see you blessed. Are you going to stay in agreement with that spirit?" That's what the Spirit of God wants you and I to know tonight, saints of God. That the Spirit of God will give revelation. And you have to be in a place of prayer to receive revelation. Revelation comes from above. It's not from the earth. It's come from God. How can two walk together unless they're in agreement? Agreement means I'm like-minded. Based on the Word of God, what you believe in God for, I have the same opinion. I'm in harmony with you. That spirit was not in harmony. It was not in agreement. It was sitting back and talking, counseling together, saying, "I have a markdown, a track on you, saying I give you so many weeks and you're going to see failure in this project." There was no agreement. Agreement is peace. Agreement is cooperation. It's stable, being reliable, unshaken, steady. It's balanced. You have a clear head, meaning you're sober about the things of God. Then you're solid as a rock. You're sturdy. You establish. You're not wavering. Can't no one change you about agreeing with the Word of God for that individual. You know His Word. You read it by the Word. You're standing on that. You don't care who don't agree. You are sober. You are clear in your mind. Can nobody come in and change your mind? You are in a spirit of consistency. That's what Jesus and His Father was in, consistency. No matter what was around Jesus, He was in unity with His Father, and everything came to pass. I don't care how many demons, how many devils, I don't care what came to try to eliminate. It could not eliminate the power of God. The Spirit of God came against the power of darkness on the earth for Jesus. Anything that meddled with Jesus, the Spirit of God overrides it. He took over. He ruled it out. He eliminated. And this is a word of agreement tonight. To be like-minded. Have the same opinion, to be in harmony. to be consistent in cooperation. Not just want something for yourself, but want that brother, that sister, that family, those people that are going through hardship, want things to be better for somebody else, want someone to be healed and delivered, someone to walk through a door. That door's been locked. Want a door to be unlocked tonight. Wanted them to have access to the thing that God has preordained for their lives. Want them to walk in those places that God has set up before the foundation of the world. Meaning, I agree with you, and I don't care how many spirits that come to try to pull me, I will not be moved. I am consistent. I'm steady as a rock. I'm so sure and certain by the things of God tonight. And this is the word that will do what? Open doors, saints of God. It'll unlock things. And what God is so beautiful about doing, he'll give you back everything the devil stole from you. I'm experiencing that right now as I breathe. He restores everything back that the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the caterpillar, and the locust have devoured. Every plan of Satan, every private counsel against you, every document that's sent out against you tonight, if you agree with God's word tonight, the Spirit of God will come in and stop the thief. Anything that have a hold up interfering with your progress and your breakthrough tonight, the Spirit of God will ban that spirit, will frustrate that spirit. He himself, you don't have to do one thing, not one thing. God will oppose that spirit for you, saints of God. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to God. Just agree with God's word. You don't have to do one thing. All you have to do is stand on the word of God and not be moved and allow the Holy Ghost to walk through you, the process of holiness to walk through you, the Spirit of God to keep you, the Holy Ghost to keep you and prevent you from falling. That's all you have to do, saints of God, and you will see breakthrough. You will see things coming to a conclusion. You will see the process and results of things that God intends for your life tonight. I'm not saying something to fill your head, but this is the word of God. Because I agree with his word. Because there's powers of darkness that's been sent out against you to interfere. But tonight, intercessory prayer will go forth. And the Spirit of God will come against the spirit of darkness. The spirits of darkness come to interfere with our blessings, saints of God. But when you are in the spirit of agreement, that means you're bind together with the same mind, same thought, same heart. You're not unstable, but you're balanced about the things of God, and you will not be moved. That's when the Spirit of God goes into that place that you can't go, because there are places that you don't see like God see. He go into that place that's dark to you, that things that hid from you. Matthew 10:26, God said he will expose every hidden thing. It's some things that you and I can't see. But God said, I shall expose every hidden thing. That means every hidden thing that's hindering your blessing, that's interfering, he said, I shall expose every hidden thing. This night is the night of exposure, saints of God. He said, according to his word, Matthew 10:26, he said, I shall expose every hidden thing. And those things you cannot see tonight, the Holy Ghost sees for you. The things that's interfering hindering, opposing, and preventing, causing frustration in your life. And you don't see any breakthroughs, no manifestation, no conclusion. This is the night of deliverance if you can believe. Why? Because God want to give you revelation. And when revelation comes, you should do what? Praise God, shout, and begin to thank God. That's what I do. I begin to thank God, and I begin to praise God for revelation, because I know after revelation, God's going to move. After God reveals, God's going to move. And that's what you do. You begin to thank God by faith that the move of God is over your life, and that every spirit going to be swallowed up by God, that the spirit of God going to stop the attacks and everything that's opposing you tonight. But you must be in faith in the same accord with unity. If somebody's praying with you, you got to know who you're praying with, thanks to God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Father, so many trying to fight their own battles in agreement with something that's not in agreement with them. And they're not receiving the breakthrough, but tonight is a night of breakthrough. Father, you must intercede. You must go before them, God. And every crooked thing that they don't even realize crooked, you have to make straight. That's what your word says, oh, Father. Everything that's interfering, we're coming against the spirit of interference tonight in Jesus' name. Every spirit that's hindering, that's opposing them, and they're in agreement, not realizing this is opposition. Everything that's frustrating the plans of God over their lives. Everything that's bringing obstruction over their lives. Everything that's causing their lives to be in a place of hold. Things that's at odds. Things that's locked down. No source of entrance tonight. We come tonight. Stand in your words of God. Your word tonight is a key. It's the keys to the kingdom tonight. Father, we agree with your word tonight. It's a key that unlocks and opens. It's a source of entrance tonight. It is the word of God. And I agree with my sisters and my brothers, and those that's going through a place, oh God, where everything in their lives is locked down, closed up. And there are opposition that they don't see. For the enemy is a spirit. We cannot see a spirit. And they're going through a place of frustration. And they need a breakthrough tonight. I come in the name of Jesus. I agree with your word, Matthew 18, 19, and 20. We come in your name tonight, prohibiting everything that's coming against your people tonight and permitting the word of God to override and overthrow everything tonight and to shut down the interference of Satan tonight, that the seed of the word will produce tonight and bring forth development and results will follow the word of God. You say signs and wonders shall follow the believers in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that process to begin by faith tonight in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God go into that place, oh God, where they don't have revelation. Reveal yourself to your people tonight as never before. Those things that's not in agreement with your plan for their lives. Those things, oh God, that's waiting to see them fall. Those things, oh God, that's not building up but tearing down. Those things, oh God, that's in confusion and bringing division. Holy Spirit, you must do a work for your people tonight. That's why Jesus came, to overthrow the powers of darkness, to defeat the devil. He defeat the devil on the cross. He said it is finished. That's the purpose that Jesus came into the earth. Father, this night we thank you, Father, for your purpose being fulfilled over the peoples of God. This night in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God expose every hidden thing. Everything that the devil has concealed, expose every hidden thing tonight. Everything that's interfering, meddling with their affairs, having their affairs held up, opposing them tonight, boycotting and banning the hands of God over them. Spirit of God overrule. Spirit of God rule out. Spirit of God stop the division. Father, I thank you, everything that is ours with them. You shed it down tonight in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, move as never before. In the name of Jesus, you said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Father, your word shall not pass away in Jesus' name. Because every word of God is pure. He's the shield unto them that put their trust in him. We trust you tonight, God. And we thank you that the word is causing forth development tonight. That thing that was once stagnant, no longer stagnant. Because his name is called the word of God. We call in your name tonight. In Jesus' name, your name is called the word of God. You uphold all things by your word and your power tonight. Father Jesus, we thank you tonight that the word was made flesh and dwell among us. You dwell among us. We're sanctified by the word of truth tonight. And God, we thank you tonight that your word abiding over your people tonight. And the spirit of breakthrough comes suddenly upon their lives. We thank you for acts of God to manifest supernatural things, to open up doors, to open up access of interest tonight in Jesus' name. That the spirit of God give them free access to those things you have preordained over their lives tonight. And the spirit of division go in the name of Jesus. The spirit of steals from them, the thief, hallelujah, that stole will steal no more in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you tonight that they should see results. You say signs and wonders follow the word of God. Father, your word is a seed. Your word produce and bring forth development. Results follow your word tonight. So we stand in agreement tonight with the word of God. Father, we thank you for the mercy of God over the one in Southern California that experienced the earthquake. Let the spirit of God will keep them safe from all the things that will shock their surrounding tonight. Oh, Father, you're God, and there's none like you. Scientists can't stop this. Only the Spirit of God can stop an earth from cracking. Father, you are the one can speak to the earth and say, peace be still. I thank you for speaking to the earth tonight, that your word will say, peace be still. That the earth stand still and stop quaking tonight in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, Father, you're above the mind of man. Scientists know so much, but God, you are the creator. You created earth, you created man. Father, we thank you for being the great creator to know all things from the beginning to the end tonight. And God, we trust you as never before. Trust in you, increase our faith tonight. Increase our faith tonight because we trust you and we thank you for it. Bless your people, oh God. Oh, remember your beloved tonight in Jesus' name. You say you'll hold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Oh, bless your people in the land of the living. And we thank you, God, for the fullness of God to be over their lives tonight. And we give you praise and we give you thanksgiving because you're God and you change not. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You desire that your people walk in your fullness. You desire that the thing that you have purposed for their life to go come into a place of fulfillment. And I thank you, Father. You said we agree with you, and you said we decree a thing, you shall establish it in the earth. Father, establish your word in the earth for your people tonight by faith in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. God love you with everlasting love. Just know tonight that God has control over everything that concerns you. And you begin to praise God for your breakthrough. Just get in a place of praise and worship and thanksgiving to your God. Because he loves you with an everlasting love. When you begin to praise and worship the Lord, the Spirit of God get involved in your affair. Because that's the spirit of thanksgiving. He inhabits the praises of the saints. Praise God tonight for your breakthrough by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God.
Amen.
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 I want to be one with you. I want to live in your truth. The universe, in my heart I know you desire to be first. Lord, help me and I will do the best I can. Have mercy on me, cause I am just a man. Guide me day by day and light my path. Don't let me go too slow or move too fast. Pour your spirit out and anoint me afresh. I don't wanna hurt no one, don't wanna make a mess.
Listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.